cucumber that was planted in a pot, and the cucumber became tummy. And even the things that are growing from the ground cannot become tummy. Mechuber is not makabel tumah. Something attached to the ground is not makabel tumah. But this cucumber is not growing from the ground. It's growing from a pot. And we're talking about a pot that does not have any opening or hole in it. So therefore, the cucumber that's planted there does not have a din of mechuber. It doesn't have a din of something attached to the ground. Instead, it has a din of tall or something not attached to the ground. And it became tummy. The higdila of the yatzas chutzlatzit tzaira. And the cucumber started growing until the cucumber now is protruding outside the pot. The cucumber now becomes tar. Even though the cucumber became tummy, since it had a din of tall something not attached to the ground. But once it grows out of the flower pot and is now above the ground, it's getting nutrients from the ground. And therefore, it now does have a din of mechuber. It is considered as if it's attached to the ground, since it's getting nutrients from the ground. So even though it had already become tameh, it now is back to being tar. Amar Rabbi Shimon, mativa litayer. Rabbi Shimon said, what business do we have to be matayer this cucumber? As a cucumber had become tameh, it can't simply become tar by growing out of the pot. Ela hatameh betumaso, vahatar yocha. Instead, the part of the cucumber that had become tummy remains tummy. And the part that's tar, you can eat. Meaning to say, the part that now has grown out of the pot and is above the ground and is getting nutrients from the ground, so that part is tar. So that part you can eat, but the rest of the cucumber remains tummy. Utensils that are made out of dung or out of earth. These materials are very soft, and something that's planted there, the roots, would protrude through the kalim. So even though these kalim have no opening or preparation in them, anything planted there would be considered mechuber, attached to the ground. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that something that's planted in a kli that has no preparation is not considered mechuber. But these kalim are made out of a soft material that the roots can protrude through them, so therefore the things planted in there are considered mechuber, they are considered attached to the ground, so therefore they would not be makabel hechsher. It would not become successful to become tummy. As it did it, that food can only become tummy once it's makabel hechsher, once one of the seven liquids come into contact with it. But that which the food becomes mukshur, becomes successful to become tummy, if it comes into contact with liquid, that's only if it's no longer attached to the ground. And then it comes into contact with liquid, it would be successful to become tummy. But if it came into contact with liquid while it's attached to the ground, it would not be mukshur, it would not be susceptible to become tummy. And the things that are planted in these kalim, since the things that are planted there are considered mechuber, even if rain falls on them, they would not become mukshir. They would not be successful to become tummy. Atitz nakov eino machshir es hazron. Bisheino nakov machshir es hazron. A pot that's made out of cheres, out of earthenware, that has an opening, it has a preparation, the things planted there would not be mukshir, would not be successful to become tummy, even if water fell on them. Since the things that are planted there are considered attached to the ground, and since the artist has a preparation, so the things planted in the artist get nutrients from the ground, so they're considered attached to the ground, and therefore would not be makabel hechsher. But if the artist has no preparation, in such a case, the things that are planted there would not be makabel hechsher, and since it has no preparation, the things that are planted there do not get nutrients from the ground, and therefore are not considered attached to the ground, and if water falls on them, they would be makabel hechsher, and they would be susceptible to become tummy. Amush Yerushal Nekin. Kadesha Yetu Bo Shorish Kut. We just said that an atzitz, an earthenware pot that had a preparation in it, the things that are planted in that pot would be considered attached to the ground. How big does the preparation have to be so that we would say that the things that are planted in this pot would get nutrients from the ground and would be considered mechuber? The Mishnah answers, if the opening is big enough that a small root can go through that opening, then the things planted in the atzitz would be considered mechuber, attached to the ground. Melu afer atzfaso hareu ketavla. Now we just said that an artist that has no neck or has no opening, the things planted there are not considered attached to the ground. But the Mishnah tells us that if you filled an artist she'eino nakav all the way up to the top with earth, in such a case we would look at this artist she'eino nakav as if it was a platter that had no rim. Meaning to say, since the artist is totally filled with dirt, that is mevatel the kli. It's no longer considered a kli, since it has no space inside of it as it's totally filled in earth. And just like a tavla, a platter that has no rim, and you put dirt on that platter and you plant things there, the things that are planted there would be considered attached to the ground, since this tablet is totally flat and has no rim. So too, when you fill up an atashein and nakav totally with afor, the things that are planted there are considered attached to the ground, even though it has no opening. And since you totally filled it up with earth, you're mevatel it from being a kli, no longer considered a kli.